Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by Edwards Heritage Consulting. Edwards Heritage Consulting focuses on helping you discover your heritage and roots and is passionate about family, heritage architecture, and genealogy. For more information, contact Helen by email, heritagelady@gmail.com. Again, that's heritagelady@gmail.com. Let her know you found her from OTR Westerns. Today's episode is going to be Gunsmoke. Original air date is November 16th, 1958, and the title is Brush at Elkader. It's a reused strip, and this one stars James Westerfield. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Around Dodge City and in the territory on West, there's just one way to handle the killers and the spoilers, and that's with a U.S. Marshal and the smell of gun smoke. Starring William Conrad, the story of the violence that moved west with young America, and the story of a man who moved with it.
I'm that man, Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet. It's a chancy job, and it makes a man watchful and a little lonely.
Dodge had been real quiet all that week. No new herds had come up the trail. No buffalo hunters had drifted in off the prairie. No ox trains had arrived back from the Santa Fe. And the town just sat there like a plain girl at a party waiting to dance. But there was no dancing for Dodge. Not till Friday night, there wasn't. I'd gone out to see a rancher friend that afternoon, and it was near midnight when I got back, rode up Front Street. Sort of small crowd that had gathered opposite the Long Branch. I dismounted and walked over. At the center of the crowd, I found Doc and Chester crouched over a man sprawled in the dust. A man somebody had put a bullet in.
It's Ben Williams, Mr.
Jones. Who did it, Chester?
Nobody don't know. He rode off too fast.
Anybody see it?
Miss Kitty did. She's standing over there by the Long Branch now.
He was dead. There wasn't much I could do for him.
A nice fellow like Ben Williams. Never hurt nobody.
He bled to death. Somewhere inside.
Was he conscious at all, Doc?
Well, he was till a few minutes ago. I've been working on him for a half an hour, Matt. I had to leave him here in the street. I didn't dare move him.
Did he say anything about who shot him or why?
Well, do you know somebody called Elkader?
Elkader? That's a town, Doc, not a person.
Oh, well, if you're trying to say something about it. All I could make out was the name. I didn't want him talking anyway.
As I recall, Williams came from up around Elkader, didn't he, Chester?
Well, he had a little ranch up there one time.
Yeah.
Ben Williams was a good man.
Yeah. Chester.
Yes, sir?
I'm going over and talk to Kitty. You find me a fresh horse and saddle one of your own. We're going to be riding out of here in a few minutes.
Yes, sir. I'll hurry, Mr. Jones.
I hope you'll get him, Matt. Yeah.
Ben didn't deserve that. Not being killed that way.
He didn't deserve being killed at all, Kitty.
Oh, of course he didn't.
How'd it happen?
Well, Ben and I were having a drink inside, and we heard a couple of shots in the street here, and then somebody yelled for Ben to come out.
The man who killed him?
It must have been. Ben didn't want to go, but I guess he figured he had to. I got by the window, and I could see Shippen out there sitting on his horse.
Shippen?
Lou Shippen. That's what Ben said when he heard him yell.
Uh-huh. And then what happened?
Well, Ben walked out into the street, right up to him. Shippen must have been holding a gun in his lap. He shot Ben twice without saying a word and then rode off. He murdered him, Matt.
Can you tell me what Chippen looked like, Kitty?
It was too dark. I don't even know what color his horse was.
Yeah. Well, that's not going to make him very easy to find.
But you find him, Matt. You find him.
So, Elkader didn't add up to much. It was still the crossroads of nothing. It was noon of the second day when we rode up the almost deserted main street, hot and saddle-weary and hungry.
Where are we going first, Mr. Jones?
Yeah, we'll put our horses in the stable, Chester, and we'll take a look around.
I've already seen all I want to of this place. Except maybe the inside of that restaurant.
You know, I've been thinking, Chester.
Maybe we'll stop there first?
No. I've been thinking about Lou Chippen.
Oh.
Yeah, I finally remembered. I've seen his name.
You have? Where?
He's wanted over in Wichita. The trouble is, I can't remember his description.
That's easy. All you got to do now is telegraph for it.
Yeah.
Nobody here at this stable?
It doesn't look like it.
Now to come somebody.
Yeah.
Howdy.
Hello. So you got room for a couple of horses, mister?
I reckon.
We've had a hard ride.
Hey, wait a minute.
What?
Where'd you make this hard ride? Where are you from?
Dodge.
You're the marshal.
Yeah, that's right.
I thought marshals always traveled alone.
Sometimes they do.
Well, I tell you, Marshal, I got a little mixed up. I've been asleep. You see, you woke me, and I plumb forgot.
Forgot what?
I can't keep your horses here. There ain't no room.
You just said you could.
The stable's all full, and I got no corral.
I can see some empty stalls through the door there.
Oh, them spoke first.
What is it, mister? Everything was fine until I told you that I was a marshal.
I can't help it if the stable's
full. Now, these horses are going in there, mister, and you're going to feed them.
No.
We're going to be back directly to see that they're all right. You believe me, they better be.
Don't look like much of a hotel.
You don't have much choice.
I ain't sure but what I'd rather sleep outdoors.
Morning, gentlemen.
Hello. We're looking for a room.
Yeah? You mean two rooms?
Yeah, all right, two.
Of course, one room would be cheaper.
And noisier. My friend here snores.
Oh, you always say that, but I never heard me snore.
If I ever thought you were lying awake snoring, I'd ram a gun barrel down your throat.
Now, now, gentlemen, please.
Oh, you don't mean it, do you, Mr. Dillon?
Yes, Dillon? Marshal Dillon?
Yeah. Is something wrong?
No.
You've been expecting me. Is that right?
Yes. I never heard of you before.
All right, that's one lie. Now you told me another one. Have you ever heard of Lou Chippen?
Chippen? No, not around here. I never heard of him.
Sure. All right, let's see the rooms.
I'm sorry, Marshal. I made a mistake. I forgot. There's a lot of people coming in tonight, and our rooms are all taken.
A lot of people coming in from where?
Yeah, that's true, Marshal. I forgot all about it.
Well, you just go on forgetting about it, and I'll throw me a couple of keys before I lose my temper. We're here, and we're staying.
Thank you.
swear I'm beginning to feel like a frothy dog, Mr. Dillon.
Like a what?
You know, one of them slavering dogs that runs around biting people and making them sick.
No.
I've never been treated so bad before in my whole life.
It's Lewis Shippen, sister.
Hmm?
He's here somewhere. My guess is he's told everybody in town that they got to get us to move on.
Well, why would they care?
He's a killer, Chester. They know it, and they're afraid of him. Hello.
Want something?
Yeah, I want to send a telegram.
Do? Where to?
Wichita. Here, I wrote it out at the hotel.
Sheriff, Wichita. Sheriff?
Just send it, will you?
I have to read it, don't I? Need full description of Lou Shippen.
Now, what's the matter?
Nothing. Nothing at all. Send to me in El Cato at once, Matt Dillon, U.S. Marshal.
Look, mister.
It's Hinkle, Marshal. Mr. Hinkle.
All right, Mr. Hinkle. Now, you're going to send that, or am I going to have trouble with you, too?
Trouble?
Now, I know Lou Shippen's got this town scared to death of him, and maybe it's about time I made some of you people scared of me. I might as well start with you, Mr. Hinkle.
Now, Marshal, I don't want any trouble. I'll send you a telegram as soon as the line's free.
Come on, Chester.
Couldn't we have waited to make sure he's really going to send it, Mr. Dillon?
Nah, he's not going to send it, Chester, and there's no way I can make him send it.
Why not?
I don't know Morse code. He could send anything he wanted.
Yeah. Mr. Dillon, this town scares me. Any man here might be Lou Shippen just waiting for an easy chance to shoot you in the back.
And I got an idea how I can smoke him out, Chester. I'm going to have to tell a few lies to do it. Yeah. Right now, let's get something to eat, huh?
Now I know what's wrong with this town, Mr. Dillon.
Oh, what?
The way they eat. That restaurant puts out the mustiest smelling beef stew I ever smelled.
That was goat stew, Chester.
Goat? I need a drink.
Yeah, here's the place to get it. Bartender.
Oh, Marshal Dillon.
Well, word gets around fast, doesn't it?
El Cater's a small town.
Small and scared.
I don't know what you mean.
You don't know Lou Shippen either, I suppose.
Lou Shippen? No. No, I don't know him.
Well, he might be one of those men sitting at that table behind me there.
You better do your drinking someplace else, Marshal.
There isn't any other place. Now, you fetch us a bottle of rye, or I'm going to come back there and do it myself. I aim to have a drink. Well?
All right.
Those men gave him a go-ahead to sign. Did you see who it was?
No, I was watching the bartender.
One of them's Lou Shippen.
Yeah, but there's six of them to choose from.
Any of you men hear it?
It's a telegraph operator.
Yeah. Mr. Hinkle?
Yes?
Come over here.
What do you want me for?
I want to buy you a drink. Bring a glass for Mr. Hinkle, bartender.
I don't want a drink, Marshal.
Well, that's what you came in here for, wasn't it?
I don't need a drink.
Shippen.
There's going to be a fight.
No, you stay here, Mr. Hinkle. You tell him it's all right to drink with me, Shippen. Six of you men sitting there, and one of you is Lou Shippen. And by 10 o'clock tonight, I'm going to know which one. Isn't that right, Mr. Hinkle?
No, I didn't send that telegram. Now, that's the truth. I didn't send it.
You sent it. I stood there and watched it.
No, but I didn't.
You sent my telegram, all right, and we're going to have an answer by 10 o'clock tonight.
Now, you're lying. That isn't true.
I'd be wasting my time here if it wasn't true. Now, you drink up. Drink up, Mr. Hinkle. I'll be over about 10, Mr. Hinkle.
I'm coming with you.
Now, what's the matter? You afraid of shipping? All right, come on. But I'm not going to wait around your office with you.
You got to help me, Marshal. He'll kill me now. All those lies you told.
All right, which one is he?
I can't tell you.
Why not?
He's a devil with a gun. He could kill you, and then where would I be?
All right, it doesn't matter. I'll find him later.
But I didn't send any telegram. There ain't going to be an answer.
It doesn't matter, Mr. Hinkle.
What are you going to do?
Well, for one thing, I'm going to see you're in your office tonight and let you stay there. That's all you got to worry about. I'll handle the rest.
Past 9, ain't it?
Yeah, just about.
Can you see Mr. Hinkle?
Yeah, he's in there, all right. Pretty fidgety, too.
Well, I don't blame him. He knows Lou Shippen's going to come after him, but he don't know we're laying out here waiting.
No, he doesn't.
Maybe Shippen will figure you as lying and stay away.
No, he can't take the chance, Chester. He's got to come.
We sure are stuck. If he don't, we won't never find him, right?
Be quiet. Look there.
He's heading for the telegraph office.
Yeah. You stay here. Hold it, Shepard.
He was going to shoot Mr. Hinkle.
Yeah.
You think he killed him?
I don't know. Watch it now. You're Lou Shippen, huh?
You outsmarted me, Marshal. You was lying about Hinkle sending that telegram.
Yeah.
I had no way of knowing for sure.
Why did you kill Ben Williams, Shippen?
I never liked him.
You killed him because you didn't like him?
Good reason as any to kill a man.
Why did you stay here in Alcater? Why didn't you ride on?
Here's my home, Marshal. Nobody's gonna push me out of it. Except you. You pushed me all the way out, Marshal.
I swear I never heard nothing like him, Mr. Dillon. Well, he must have been plumb crazy.
He's probably killed a lot of people we don't even know about, Chester. Now, for no better reason.
Then it's a good thing he's dead.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess it is.
And directed by Norman McDonald, stars William Conrad as Matt Dillon, U.S. Marshal. The story was specially written for Gunsmoke by John Meston. Featured in the cast were Lawrence Dobkin, Vic Perrin, James Westerfield, Harry Bartell, and Ben White. Marley Bear is Chester, Howard McNear is Doc, and Georgia Ellis is Kitty. This is George Walsh inviting you to join us again next week for another story on Gunsmoke.
come back. Hope you enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns. And don't forget to rate this episode in iTunes, OTRWesterns.com/iTunes. This episode is copyright under the attribution, non-commercial, share-alike copyright. For more information, go to OTRWesterns.com/copyright. Again, thanks for listening, and I hope you have a good day.